Hello and welcome to a SearchSAP.com podcast. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Cognos, an IBM company. You can get more information about Cognos at www.cognos.com. Again, that's www.cognos.com. In today's podcast, we'll be hearing from Bob Corson, Senior Manager, Business Intelligence and Performance Management for SAP at Cognos, an IBM company.
Hi, my name is Bob Corson. I work in product marketing at Cognos, an IBM company. What I would like to share with you are some perspective on how to resolve information delivery challenges when you're looking at data within SAP. Specifically, a question comes to mind of making sure you have the right context, meaning do users have the right data? And what we typically observe is this is not all consistently the case, meaning historically, organizations will have incomplete or untrusted information that resides in spreadsheets, standalone reports, or multiple standalone BI tools. Furthermore, what you're able to do and how you get that information can sometimes vary by the type of data that you're trying to access. And when we start to look at what the impacts of this are, there is one of inconsistency, meaning a particular problem or question I'd like to answer will not necessarily have the same answer, and more time is being spent arguing over the data than actually driving to the answer and executing a result. And a lot of extra and additional IT resources need to be invested to try and overcome the inherent challenges of making sure that you've got the right data, or, if you will, doing workarounds or black box fixes to accommodate the fact that there's no consistent platform to reach across all the various data sources, let alone bubble it up to the users in a format that's useful to them. And when you start to look at some surveying that's been done, specifically an AIM and Accenture survey that was completed in 2007, you can start to see some of a cause and effect relationship here. For example, according to the AIM and Accenture survey, 47% of users don't have confidence in their information, 59% say they missed information they should have used, and 42% of managers use the wrong information at least once a week. But it doesn't only stop there. Because the next challenge is one of validity, meaning is information available in a timely fashion. And the challenge is that it stops effective delivery of information from SAP because it takes days, weeks, and in some cases months to answer questions. There are inherent delays in that there are long decision times because the wrong information is there, or it takes a long time to get the information into a usable context. That again, you need to reallocate scarce IT resources to solve basic business needs, and because there's inconsistency, meaning you do not have seamless interoperability across all your applications and data sources, meaning I may generate a report, and then I want to take that report and have it become part of a dashboard, and have that dashboard then perhaps be published out to a mobile device, and how I'm going to tie in my plan to any BI content. All of these types of compatibilities are inherent on a unified platform such as Cognos 8, but traditionally are not existent in organizations. And so again, when we start to see additional survey results, in this particular case from TDWI and Palladium, they state that there's only 24% user adoption of performance management tools within organizations. So the corollary being 75% of users are off answering questions using other methods. 95% of the typical workforce does not understand the strategy, and furthermore, 60% of organizations do not link budgets to strategy. So you've got a small proportion of the organization that are using consistent tools and now have access to the information, which I then think points to the fact that a very, very large percentage don't understand the strategy, yet those who are responsible for executing and putting resources in place to support that strategy don't have the capability to link their budgets directly to that strategy. And the next challenge that we see is one of consistency, meaning is the content dependable regardless of how I get to it and what question I'm being asked, meaning how am I doing, why, or what should I be doing? And what stops this and causes a problem of inconsistency is the fact that there are traditionally multiple tools to learn, maintain, and administer, that there are inconsistent user interfaces, inconsistent connectivity, let alone inconsistent, if in some cases, a complete lack of interoperability, meaning I want to create a report from an ad hoc query, move that into a dashboard, interact with my scorecard, update my plan, all with one seamless interface without any inherent challenges of what data I'm accessing or what I'm doing. And the impact this has is more time is spent gathering data versus analysis. I chase the numbers and invest time in having to chase and gather numbers instead of making decisions. I spend more time arguing versus executing because there's a general misalignment over what needs to be done instead of a focus on the issue. And generally, it leads to more gut feel versus fact-based decision-making. And this goes back to the fact that what we talked about earlier with the TDWI and Palladium studies, that there's a low user adoption, 95% of the workforce doesn't understand the strategy, and 60% of organizations don't link their budgets to strategy, an inherent problem. But it doesn't stop there. There are two other common challenges that we see in delivering information from SAP. One, efficiency. Can users consistently and easily create access and customize their own content? And what stops them there is typically capabilities aren't available or there are ongoing delays in getting them. There is reliance on IT to design, create, deliver, and administer information. And clearly you cannot scale and improve your decision-making cycle time if there's more and more questions and information that's needed. You're going to, in theory, need more and more IT resources to address that in a scalable fashion. Clearly not the way to go versus enabling self-service, which I'll talk about in a second. The next common challenge is one of breadth. Can you scale your solution to ensure all your users can access all the information that they need anywhere? And what stops that is the lack of business user adoption and low satisfaction over the tools that are in place, meaning either A, they need to go and get specialized training, B, they need to learn multiple tools, or C, person A is arguing with person B over which tool should be used or whose spreadsheet is correct, like we talked about before. So efficiency and breadth are big challenges as well. And so then the question is, how do you go and address all of these challenges that we've talked about? And really what it's about is to make sure you're delivering the right information from SAP and all your data sources is you need a unified performance management platform. Others will go on PowerPoint and claim that they have a unified platform, but like anything, the devil is in the details. And let's take a second to really understand what a unified platform is. A unified platform is something that provides consistent access to all data and sources of data, different messaging sources, relational sources, applications, OLAP sources, modern and legacy data, meaning I have a single consistent semantic layer that is used by all of my performance management capabilities consistently. And I'd like to be specific here for a second, meaning if I'm performing a query, it uses the same semantic layer to get at any data source that I want. If I'm creating a report, it uses the same semantic layer through the same interface to any data that I want, and I don't need to know any details in that data as well. If I'm doing some analysis, if I'm creating a scorecard, a dashboard, building out a plan, it should use the same semantic layer, which packages information in a usable format, to any data source that I want. In the case of SAP, albeit R3, ECC, all structures in the SAP Business Warehouse, multiple instances of the Business Warehouse, as well as open access to non-SAP data sources, but then also provide tight integration as well to things such as data management, content management, as well as information integration warehousing and management capabilities as well, where, as part of IBM, IBM Cognos 8 software tightly integrates and interoperates with those capabilities as well. So to deliver timely and dependable information from SAP, really there are four things that you want to look at as far as capabilities that you really want to spend some time analyzing and understanding to ensure that you're getting a unified platform. First is open data access to SAP and non-SAP sources, but make sure it's consistent. Meaning, do I have multiple ways that I get at the Business Warehouse or multiple ways that I get at R3, and did some of those ways change depending on what I'm trying to do, meaning a query, a report, a dashboard, a plan, or is it consistent? Do I have a single semantic layer that's, again, consistent across all the capabilities and consistent regardless of the data that I'm getting at? Can I enable true business self-service across all these capabilities? Meaning, I just don't have an IT developer, a report developer, create a report and flop it up on a web page. Can my business users get in through an easy, intuitive, consistent interface to interact with, easily access, create, modify, administer content, get it content through a mobile device, be able to access it through their favorite Microsoft Office tool without having to reauthor or modify? And really what this is about is, can you author content once and use it anywhere? So if you have a look at these four principles and then make sure you're getting something that's open and supports a service-oriented architecture, uses modern standards, secure, has proven capabilities on SAP BW and other data sources, you will start to see really what a unified platform is about, and I suggest you will find that IBM Cognos Safe Performance Management is the way to go. For more information, have a look at the Cognos website, specifically under Solutions, Data for SAP. We've got a bunch of white papers, customer success stories, as well as the Ventana Research ERP resource kit that may be of interest. If you're looking for more technical information on how IBM Cognos A platform supports SAP, go to www.cognos.com/8v4/IT and look for the presentation, Getting the Most from Your Investment in SAP. Thank you very much.
That concludes this SearchSAP.com podcast. Thank you for joining us and have a great day.